Near the Kenyan town of Naivasha, Isaac Karimi treks up a steaming hillside.
This is like a live volcano.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can easily convince someone you are in hell.
The rocks underfoot are still soft. He looks for a small bushy plant known as geothermal grass, which thrives in high ground temperatures.
It is normally used by scientists to give them an indication of where there is the potential of the geothermal resource.
Kirimi is a drilling superintendent with KenGen, Kenya's leading power company.
A scientist is like a wild person. You are imagining things and now trying to transfer that imagination and try to convince somebody to invest in that is not very easy.
Today, more than 30 years after KenGen built its first geothermal plant in the area, investment in renewable energy is booming. KenGen, with government support, is ramping up geothermal production. Jeffrey Muchemi is a development manager at KenGen.
The cost of drilling can be prohibitive. The drilling cost, the power plant cost, and interconnecting all this wealth. Once you do that, then you have nothing else to do for the next 25 years except to build another one. But we know the source is the center of the earth, so there will always be energy.
For now, a majority of Kenya's energy needs are met by hydroelectric power. But hydropower is diminished during rain shortages, leading to Kenya's regular blackouts. To harness geothermal energy, wells are first dug more than 2 kilometers into the earth's surface. The steam released by the wells is monitored for several months. If it is exploitable, hot water and steam are extracted from the well. The steam travels through pipes to a power plant, where it is converted into electrical energy. The water is reinjected into the earth. Near the wells, KenGen is also developing a geothermal spa. It features a large pool with mineral-rich waters, modeled after the Blue Lagoon in Iceland, where many KenGen engineers studied. But not all Kenyans support the expansion of geothermal energy. Ruben Sempwi belongs to a Maasai community on Mount Suswa, the site of a proposed geothermal project.
The outer crater room, the Maasai live inside.
Oh, yeah.
Inside the outer crater room. In the inner crater room, no one lives here. So these are the manyatas where the Maasai live.
Sempwi's community faces displacement if the project goes ahead. Members of the community are negotiating with KenGen, demanding employment opportunities and a share of the revenue generated by the well. Rupa Goganani for VOA News, Nairobi.